I want to thank the Parnosim. First, I want to give a shkar to the Schwartz family, Shavit Le'ilu Nishmas, Rachel Gittel, Basra Natali, Nisham Shahab and Aliyah, and Ariel and Jonathan Brody, Le'ilu Nishmas, Harav Shmuel Moshe, and Yosef Tzvi, the Nisham Shahab and Aliyah, and Shavit Schusser, for Shlem, for Brian Delea, Bas Yehudis, Ariel, Shavit Sos Titus. Okay. Returning to the Limud, it's been a while. On page Mem Beis, Ayeka. We read the first paragraph, but it's a few weeks. Let's go back. Let's start again at the beginning of the paragraph of the Maimer Haposuk Shel Shmom. This is the heading of the Maimer, of course, is referring to the custom that's brought down Kitzah Hashloah and other svarim that many people observe, which is to say a pasuk at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, Elokein Netzora, to say a pasuk that has the letters of beginning, the end of one's name, the pasuk. And the Svarim say that it's a very big inyan to person to remember the name, because when we leave this world at 120, I've spoken about this many times over the years, that when a person leaves the world at 120, he's asked his name and her name. What's your name? And the tzaddikim say that the tzaddikim remember their names and the rishonim forget their names. So what does that mean, that you forget your name? Your whole life you're called by that name. How could it be that you forget your name? So obviously it's not just talking about your actual name, it's talking about what your name means and your tafkid in life that's contained within your name, and how each and every one of us has a pasuk. We have letters, we have words that make up the essence of who we are, that are hidden and coded in our names, and that if a person doesn't remember in the course of his 120 years in this world, he doesn't remember why he was sent into the world, and he doesn't think about that, he doesn't live with that. That means he's forgetting his name. That's what it means. So the kol adam yesh yeyud mishalo v'shlichus mishalo. Every person has her own tachlis shlichus. Behetel makach nishmasa hi chudis, and because of that, each neshama is yichudis. Each neshama is unique. Is different. V'ayfiyav v'kishvanaisav. The type and the talents, gam hem yichudim lo, they're uniquely his, hers. Kol adam hu gilui me'or Hashem v'gaivim miyuchad. Each person is a revelation of Hashem's light with a particular color, a particular tint, a color. Omnam reishis l'kol ha'pratim, knesses Yisrael hisharish ha'kol, hiklal gilui shem Hashem ha'olam. Of course, transcending all of the individual colors and shades of colors, there's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, the Shoresh, is the root of all of these names, and is the source of the Gilui, of the revelation of Hashem's light in this world. Ach mitoch kach, however, in that broader, bigger Klal of Knesset Yisrael, each individual reveals, was sent here to reveal a particular name, a particular color, according to the type of neshama, kfi bara Hashem, as Hashem created. Oid anu yodim. Shatorhi or Hashem. We know that the Torah is Hashem's light. Kinemis for the Torah or. The Torah is Hashem's light. Unishmas Yisrael hein or Hashem. And we know that Nishma is Nishamas Yisrael. This is also the or of Hashem. Ubamubanza, Kol Echad me'am Yisrael, each and every Jew, is mekuvan keneged pasuk ubechinim yuchedes bor hatayra. Each and every Jew is mekuvan. That neshama corresponds, comes from, is connected to in particular. Of course, all the whole Torah, just like we're all part of all of Knesset Yisrael. But specifically, kol echad am Yisrael mekuvan keneged pasuk ubechinim yuchedes bor hatorah, to a certain pasuk, and the bechinim yuchedes, and a particular aspect of Torah, a certain part of Torah. Remela afa pisha Torah hi klalus. So even though the Torah, of course, is big, it's klalus, it's everything. And therefore the mitzvahs, all of the meanings of the Torah, ashayachim lekulam, belong to all of our Yisrael, and shayach to each and every one of us. But nevertheless, l'kol echad yesh merkaz echad b'Torah. Each one of us has a particular merkaz, a center point, a particular place in Torah. And that's the word those are the words Rav Kook uses, Merkaz HaTorah. He says, Naras HaKadosh Kol Merkaz HaTorah Hu HaPasuk Shel Shmo HaPrati. The Merkaz HaTorah, meaning the center of the Torah, of that person, from which that person, all that person's growth, all the person's kaiches, his shlichas, his tafkid in this world, revolves around living in that Merkaz, that center point. Of course, keeping all mitzvahs, that center point of who he is, of who she is. Well, pasuk shel shmo haprati. That is the pasuk of that person's name. Again, the pasuk that the person, or psukim, if you have more than one name, that you say more than one pasuk that you say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, that's just that doesn't mean that that's the pasuk. It's just a remez to the. But we don't know, a person doesn't know. If you have somebody, there's a friend of mine that for the past 50 years. He's going around everybody. Every bacha that he meets that doesn't have tzitzis, he has always in his bag. He gives out tzitzis. He has this in him with the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that he has to, you see that his whole mitzvah is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And there we're going to talk throughout the sefer about how a person understands and reveals within his life, within her life, that pasuk, that part of the Torah that is the merkaz, that is the center of life. But we understand that in a broader way, even though it's one thing to be able to locate that specific pasuk, the pasuk, but it's not that difficult as one matures to get a better understanding, if not of the pasuk, but to at least recognize the parasha that you're in, the sugya that you're in. That unique, in particular way, that in Ruchni is Avodas Hashem, that speaks to you, that reaches you, that you feel connected to. Memela af al pi, shahadirug ben oilam hayrachim hu objektivi, mitzad klolus haTorah, even though, of course, there's a hierarchy of priorities, that it's objective when it comes to Klal Satara. So a person can say there are halachas about Shmir Shabbos. So a person can say that the center of my life is tefillin, and I can't give up putting on tefillin on Shabbos. You can't do that. There are halachas about there's a halacha and Shabbos is you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. So there's an objective absolute reality, truth, and expectation of every Jew as being part of Knesset Yisrael and being part of Kol HaTorah Kula that we all have to keep. So we're all going to make Kiddush tonight, and none of us are going to put on tefillin tomorrow, and we're going to all keep the same Shabbos. And you can't say that when it comes to Shachris tomorrow morning that I prefer davening. The merkaz of my life is the shachris of Yom Tov. It's tomorrow Shabbos, so That's the objective, klaliistic mitzvahs of Am Yisrael that we all have to be part of. We're all, through that, our if we don't connect to that klalius, to that bigger reality of Knesset Yisrael, then we don't have any light of our own. Our light comes from that. It comes from that bigger source of light. Kimcha Makor Chaim, and only Bo'orcha Nira Or. Only in Hashem's light, that big light, Nira Or, can we see our own light. But you have to be connected to Bo'orcha. To Bo'orcha, the whole big picture of Torah and Mitzvahs. And you have to follow the hierarchy of that's defined by Halacha. And unlike what people think nowadays, if you happen to feel like a coin, that doesn't make you into a coin. If you feel like a coin, just because you feel like you're a coin doesn't mean you're a coin. And if the coin feels, and if you're a coin, and you feel like it's important to you to go into the cemetery, you can't do that. It doesn't make a difference if you feel it would be the nicest thing to go to the grave of that person. You can't do it. So that's not, that has nothing to do with your feelings. There's an objective reality that's called Torah, that's called Knesset Yisrael, and when you break away from that, you're away from life. It's only Atem Advekim Hashem Lokechem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Hashem is Chaye HaChayim, and a person's life can only come by being attached to Chaye HaChayim. And if somebody is detached from Torah, then he's detached from Chaye HaChayim, and then he doesn't have his own life, even though he feels this speaks to me. You know, Duchening speaks to me, but you're not a coin. I know, but it's just something that's so beautiful. It speaks to me to get up and to wave my hands and to bless Jews. I love Jews. I want to bless them. So bless them what you like, but you're not making a brach and getting up on the stage. You know, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You're not a coin. It's not who you are. So there's that objective reality. Mitzad klolus ha-Torah. That's mitzad klolus ha-Torah. 1 second. Mitzad klolus ha-Torah. The entirety of Torah. And then each person has his own hierarchy of what to stay more focused on, depending upon what's the merkaz, what's the center, the merkaz hatar of his or her life. What's your pasuk? And the koiches, the energy, has to be more highly focused on what you recognize as you mature over time, as your pasuk, as your merkaz haTorah, as the center of your Torah, of your life.
Rabbi, I was going to ask on that point that, you know, you say people who, someone who's not a Kohen, who feels I want a duch and I connect to that, or anything that's keneged Torah, a woman wants to put on tefillin or anything like that. Where does that feeling come from? This feeling they're so attached to this Inyan?
Yeah, that's a good question. It could come from another place. It could be that in an earlier Gilgal that he was a Kohen. Could be that in an earlier Gilgal it was a Kohen. In most cases, it's demyonis. It's demyonis. A woman wants to put on tefillin, it's demyonis. It's not connected to the Shoresh and the Shama Bechlal. And it could be that she wants to put on tefillin. She wants to do something which she sees as being very holy and very pure, and she's a pure neshama. She wants to do something which she thinks would add to her kedusha, but it doesn't, and therefore most likely it's a dimyon ba'alma. It's most likely a misunderstanding or a dimyon. All kinds of dimyonis. There are dimyonis that are not nice, and there are nice dimyonis, and there are plenty of people that have nice dimyonis when it comes to Yiddishkeit. They have nice dimyonis. So a woman that wants to put on tefillin, it's a nice dimyon. Instead of imagining that she's, you know, Cleopatra, so she thinks that she's going to put on tefillin. So it's a nice dimyon. But it's not true. It's not true. It's not the objective truth. In other words, that's not the Ratzon Hashem, as we understand through Chazal. Again, I'm not talking about certain exceptional situations and that particular example of a woman in tefillin. You know, Rashi's daughter. I'm not talking about a particular situation. It's not. So if something is not the Ratzon Hashem, means it's not the objective truth, and it's not Torah's Moshe. If it's not Torah's Moshe, it means that you think that that's something that will make you into a better Jew. The answer is it's not something that you feel that you would like. And it's like we see nowadays that people say, this is my truth. You ever hear that expression? This is my truth. In other words, it's not your truth. It's not the truth. It's my truth. But it's so. Then we're getting into that very strange place, and that's, and then you're pulling out of that pool of Am Yisrael, that collective, that big mikveh of Am Yisrael. The second that a person designs his or her own Shulchan Aruch, you're detaching from the mikveh of Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. And that's scary. You're just like drifting off into the world. And you think that you're very spiritual, but you're just drifting off someplace else. It's not Yiddishkeit. It's not Hashem. Shulchan Aruch is Hashem's Baruch. And the Torah is Hashem. And that's the klalius of Knesset Yisrael. The dogma, for instance. Hafa pisha Talmud Torah keneged kulon. Now, this is a huge subject, and he touches upon this here. And it's a sensitive subject. There's people that get very worked up about this. The people who are not connected to learning the pnimius of this sugi that we're learning of Ayaka, the dogma, for instance. Afa pisha Talmud Torah keneged kulon. Even though Limud HaTorah is Keneged Kulam, is the greatest mitzvah, learning Torah. And therefore, in of itself, the Maila, the stature of Talmud Torah, as far as that hierarchy of mitzvahs, it's higher than the mitzvah of Chesed. Of being involved in the Tamche Shabbos and Misaskim, and it's higher. Talmud Torah is higher. Yeshnam Anoshim Shinin Chayem Kosher Davka LeChesed. But there are many, many wonderful and holy Jews who the Merkaz, the center of their life, and they feel that their life that depends upon, and that this is what they breathe, is Davka Chesed. Is Tzedakah, Chesed. Doesn't mean that they don't care about Torah. Doesn't mean that they don't enjoy learning Torah. But there are people for whom the merkaz of their lives is Chesed, as an example. Yeshno manoshim she'in yichayem kosher davke lechesed. And they have to conduct their lives according to that unique mahus, the essence of who they are. They must do that. And very often there will be people who are telling them, well-intentioned, nice people, who will tell them that that's ridiculous, you cannot do that, that's not what you're supposed to be doing, and that contributes to their destruction, not to helping them. Omnam ha'uvda shemarbis zmana muktas lechesed. The fact that most of this person's time is devoted to acts of kindness, which is the merkaz, which is the pasuk of that person, einena omeres shebaofen objektiv yachesed elyon yosim hatar. That's not saying that objectively on the hierarchy of Torah mitzvahs, he's not trying to make some grand statement that I think that chesed is more important than learning Torah. He's not saying that. That's not what it means. Elohat she'etzel oisei adam, but rather that by that person, ha'chesed tzarech litfais es merkaz yomo. By that particular person, he's not telling that to anybody else that what they should do, but that particular person, chesed should take up the merkaz, that should take up the center of that person's life. It's the essence of that person's life. And therefore it takes up most of the time and most of the kaiches and most of the imagination and creativity is taken up by chesed. Vila Torah, as far as learning Torah is concerned, afa pi she'ika kol, even though nobody's arguing, it's Talmud Torah keneged kula. But for that person, tzvicha Litpais as a chelak hakot mehayom. Learning Torah should only take a smaller part of the day, a comparatively smaller part of the day. This is something that all the Sfarim talk about, but particularly I know everybody has at home a Tanya. So if you look in Nigeros Hakodesh, in Perakei in Nigeros Hakodesh, so there the Alter Rebbe talks about about different, he speaks about two types of neshamas in Klal Yisrael. Look in the Gersa Kodesh, this is discussed in many Sfarim, but especially Alter Rebbe talks about this. There are the neshamas of Talmid Chachamim, who are oiskim b'Torah kol yimeihem. There are the neshamas of those Jews that are students of Torah. That's their neshamas of Talmid Chacham. And then there are the neshamas of Balei Mitzvahs, ha'oiskim b'tzdaka b'gnas chasam. And there are the neshamas of ha'oiskim b'mitzvahs. There are mitzvah Jews. There are Talmud Torah Jews, and there are mitzvah Jews, and he gives the example that the ikka mitzvah of the other mitzvahs is chesed, mischasadim, tzedakah. And Alter Rebbe says that there are two types of neshamas, general types. Then within those two general types, of course, there are all kinds of details. Like this friend is a tzitzis chesed person, right? So all kinds of... But the Alter Rebbe speaks about these two types. And a person has to know over time, as one matures, as one grows, what's your neshama? Bechlal, we're not talking about your particular pasuk, but as I said, the parasha that you're in, who are you, as far as at least locating the parasha? You have the Noam Elimelech and Parashas Noach. This is just that came to mind right away, but if you look in Parashas Noach and the Noam Elimelech, on the pasuk, Vayishlech HaSa'orev, when he sent out the bird, the Orev, the raven, says, Vayishlech HaSa'orev. So over there, the Noam Elimelech says the following thing. Remez sheyesh b'nei Adam, shabara oisam kadosh baruch, sheyesh asku b'masu amatam, be'emunah. It's a remez, this pasuk, Vayishlech HaSa'orev, that Hashem has created certain neshamas, that their job in this world is to be in business. Sheyesh asku b'masu amatam, be'emunah. To be honest, and to be faithful, and to give tzedakah, and so on. And he explains over there that this Vayishlach, those are others that remain in the Beis HaMedrash, and other Jews, that Vayishlach is Orev. And he says that the word Orev, which is a raven, is also from the word Arevus, which means sweetness. Vahar of Nasham Lakenu, Mesikus, it means sweetness. And the sweetness of their lives, these Jews are going to Davka taste, not in sitting and learning all day, but in going to work and accomplishing and acts of, and using that as a means of accomplishing, you know, chesed and so on, and all of the Sfarim talk about this in the context of Sfiras Oimer. You look in the Marinayim and other Sfarim that they say usvartim lachem, right? And we learn out Chazal tell us svartim lachem is that each person has to count Sfiras. It's not the Bezdin. That's when it comes to Yovel, but when it comes to Sfiras Oimer, usvartim lachem, every person has to count his own sphere. And the Sfarim there, the Marinayim, and the tzaddikim talk about usvartim lachem means that you have to count the days of your life. Usvartim lachem. Each person has to have his own sphere. His own sphere. And there are neshamas of chesed, shebechesed, and then neshamas of chesed shebetferes. There are tferes neshamas. There are gvur neshamas. There are Netzach Neshomas, and there are all the different combinations within those worlds of Chesed, Gvur, Teferis, and so on. There are all different combinations of what that means. And that's what Svartim Lachem, the Svartim explained. Svartim Lachem means to each person has to count his own sphere, her own sphere of who you are, the Tachlis of your life. It's not saying that this is more important than that. It's saying that this is who I am. This is who I am. And it's not saying that it means that you're exempt from studying any Torah. Chas v'shalom, nobody's potter from among men. I'm saying, but they're potter from learning Torah. But what's the focal point? And what's the and what do you concentrate? What do you put more of your koiches into? What do you put more of your time into? And we have there are many stories like this. We have from the Beis Halevi a very famous story when he told it was Yom Kippur night. I've said it many times. On Yom Kippur night, there was one of the wealthy people in Brisk, that he was, after all the davening was finished, Yom Kippur night, he was staying in St. Hillam or learning, and Beis HaLevi told him, Gai Shlofen, he told him to go to sleep. And the man said, Rebbe, you stay up the whole night of Yom Kippur learning? He said, you know, that's my job, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And the problem is that if you do what I'm doing and I'm doing what you're doing, the whole world's going to be a big mess. I got to do what I got to do, and you got to do what you got to do. It sounds old-fashioned, but it's really it's a klal gadol in all of life. My inyon is to be the risker of. Your inyon is to be the risker gvir. The risker gvir has got to get to bed tonight. Understand? Say a few kapilchen gashlof. Yeah. It's not just from the chesidim. Besides that, with all that we're learning, it's also common sense. Which I know that's the last resort. Those few people are still holding on a little bit to the shiraim of common sense in the world, of where a person is going to see, of where a person is going to see hatzlacha, and to know that that's your own particular world, that talents and all your kaiches come and are connected to that world. So you understand that. So those, again, those good-intentioned, well-intentioned, wonderful people who are taking some person who can, who's been trying to learn, and, you know, I'm not talking about a 15-year-old, but somebody who's 20, 21, 22, and he's not succeeding, and he's breaking him that he has to sit and learn all day instead of doing what he's supposed to be doing and being accomplished and feeling good and doing mitzvahs. Instead, he's a tzibroch and a keli, and we see this, and this is what's going on, unfortunately, in many, many places. It's not that person. Doesn't mean that the Torah is not more important. It means that it's not the Merkaz HaTorah. It's not his pasuk. It's not his pasuk. It's not his inyan to accomplish in this world, like the Alter Rebbe says. There are neshamas of Talmid Chacham and neshamas of Balei Mitzvahs. And the point of that is, of course, that you shouldn't think that chalila, that by doing that, which is the Merkaz HaTorah of your life, that's a bedavid. It's not a bedavid. That's lechatchila. Not only is it lechatchila, it's Hashem created you to do those things. Hashem created you to do that. Hashem created the briskerov to be the briskerov, and Hashem created the brisker gvir to pay for the shul, that the shul could have the candles burning Yom Kippur night. And if the brisker gvir imagines himself to be the briskerov, then the shul is going to be dark. They won't have money for candles. So there's a sentence that's found in the that's brought down from Modcha Lechovich. Brought down in the Mechtavim of one of the great tzaddikim from Slonim, Moshe Bidner, the sentence says the following: Im lo yodim esharish haneshama shel Yehudim, eich noitim al atzma mishan hagel shel Yehudim. If you consider yourself a leader of Jews and you don't know the sharish haneshama and you don't understand the root of that Jew's soul, then how can you lead those Jews? He says, it's from Moshe Lechovich. How can you help somebody if you don't understand who that person is? It's common sense. If you don't understand, if you just have one generic way for every single person that comes, you know, you're just, whatever it is, like I told you once a few years ago, that when I was a kid, I didn't really go to camp much. My mother didn't like me. She wanted to go into camp, so I didn't go much to camp. I went for a year or something. But there was in this camp, so they had a nurse in the infirmary, and no matter what happened to you, she gave you aspirin gum. They used to have this aspirin that was a gum, because kids didn't want to take aspirin, so didn't make a difference. You broke your foot. You had a cold. She, when you came in, she was knitting always, and she just pushed the thing. She didn't even look at you. She didn't speak English either, and she just sent them five from the guy. That was the end of it. Didn't make a difference what the machla was. Kol machla shalti mitzrayim made no difference. The tikkun is one tikkun. The tikkun is this aspirin gum. That was the tikkun. So, there are Jewish leaders who are like that, and there are teachers and there are rabbis who are like that as well. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is that's hurting you, take this. You know, and don't call me in the morning. Take two of these, and you'll be fine. And that's what the Lechovich is saying, is that if you don't know the Sherish and the Shama, if you don't understand the Sherish and the Shama, then, again, listen to this sentence. Im lo yodim es Sherish and the Shama shli Yehudim, if you don't understand the Sherish and the Shama of Jews, Eich Noitnam al Atzmam, how can you take the Achrayas as Hanhagash Yehudim to be a leader of Jews? On the top of page Mem Gimel, the whole Avoida of being a Jew is to be Megala one's own Neshama, that you should be able to understand from within yourself who you are, not to hear from outside of yourself. Other people can help you on your journey, other people can make suggestions, they can encourage you on your journey. But ultimately, that recognition must come from within oneself.
Thank you.
That has to come from within oneself. That's the tachlis, is to be able to come to that place. of self-awareness and self-recognition. Even in the world at large now, there is this awareness, that self-awareness is something which is important, which until now, it wasn't really discussed so much. But now it's a very beginning already. Of course, it's all bilbulim, and it's all misconstrued, and it's all distorted, but at least the rotzen that the person should have, self-awareness, is a chashuva thing. And that's the meaning of Atam Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kul Chem Hayayim. If a person doesn't know his or her own life, then you can't be attached to the life of life. It's demyonis. If you don't have a musag of who you are, that means that you're not connected to Hashem. It's just plain and simple. You cannot be connected to Hashem if you're missing that awareness of who you are. Because if you're not connected to the Nekudas Achayim, to your own Nekudas Achayim, then how could you be connected to the Chayim Achayim? Baruch Hu. So a person has his whole life to daven, to beg Hashem, I'm begging you, Rabbi Shalom, help me that I should be able to know, to understand, to feel, to connect to my Nekudas Achayim. Because if I'm not connected to my Nekudas Achayim, then I'm not connected to you. Like Rav Kook writes, and this whole sefer is based upon that teaching from Rav Kook, that if a person loses the ani, and there's no ani, then there's no ata. In other words, when you and I are saying today, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nivrah, Baruch Ata, so you're saying Baruch Ata, I'm saying you. Rav Kook said, but if there's no I, then who's you? What does that mean to say you? So, how many people are married for 30, 40 years, and then they wake up and they say, oh, what is this? Because I didn't marry that person. So, when you say the words, I love you, that's come from somebody else or something else. Maybe it's a movie you saw, something like that, but it's not you. And since it's not you, it's not Bemis, it's not really a dveikus to that person. It's an imaginary dveikus. You can be nice and get along, but it's not called Ahava. I love you. I love you. Those words, the magic words. Once those words are uttered, then it's time to call the caterer. The magic words. You're saying these two words. Forget about the word love. I and you. What does that mean, Bichla? I and you. You don't know who you are, and you don't know who she is. And maybe you have some musig of who she is, but you have no musig of who you are. So you can't love another person if you don't know who you are. There's no dveikus. Atam veikim Hashem Elokeim chayim kulchem hayom. Atam, if you're, in order to be dovuk to Hashem, in order to be attached to Hashem, it means chayim kulchem hayom, means you have to be alive. Most people look at that pasuk, they say it like this. If you're dovuk to Hashem, atam veikim Hashem Elokeim, that's the simple way it means. Atam veikim Hashem Elokeim chayim kulchem hayom. If you're dovuk to Hashem, then you're alive. Okay. The pnimius of the pasuk is, in order to be dovuk to Hashem, you have to be alive. The other way. Atam advekim Hashem lokeichem. Those of you who are dovuk to Hashem, the only way that you could be dovuk to ata is if you're chayim, if you yourselves are alive. If you're not alive, meaning if you're not connected to this merkaz hatorah to the eye, if there's no ani, if you're not alive, then you're not dovuk to Hashem. You have moments where you feel the spirituality. Oh, that's nice, and you like this niggin, and you're davening, and you feel close. But the same thing with the guy, the husband and his wife. If it was 30, 40 years, he's also saying nice things and sending her cards and so on. And then the whole thing wasn't really him. So it was somebody else's poem. It wasn't his poem. It was somebody else's song. It wasn't his song. Chayim means you have your own poem. To be alive means it's your own poem. It means it's your own song. Not somebody else's. Not somebody else's. Like I have a sister-in-law that once got into trouble in school. And she was, I don't know, it was like 7th or 8th grade. My wife, she should be well... was a very big student of English literature and poetry, and there was one particular poem that my wife loved very much, And she wrote this down this poem that she had read. She wrote it down in her like on a piece of paper, just to keep for her on the table. She liked this poem very much. So her younger sister, had to do something for homework to write a poem. So she was looking around her older sister, my wife's papers, and she saw this poem on the table. She thought that my wife wrote it. The poem was like from Wordsworth or something. It's a Welt poem, like a world famous poem. So my sister-in-law, like in sixth grade, handed in this poem. This is like by you know, and she writes her name on the top by so and so, and the teacher looks at this and it's like what, a Shakespeare or something. You got to watch out what you're copying. You know, you have to be careful what you're copying. So Shakespeare's a Shana. Whatever it is, Wordsworth, Shakespeare, it's a nice poem, but it's not your poem. It's somebody else's poem. It's not yours. That's what means Atam Advekim Hashem L'Kerechem. In order to be Dovuk Hashem L'Kerechem, Chayim Kulchem Ayom means Hashem is Chaye HaChayim, is the life of all life. But if you're not alive, then you can't be connected to the life of all life. It's only when you have life, then you can be connected to the life of all life. Therefore, the biggest Yetzirah is Dimyonis, and to live in a place of self-delusion, and then the self-delusions are fed by, again, by people, some with good intentions, some not necessarily, telling you who you really are, who you have to be. This is who you are, this is who you are, this is who you are. You have to be this way, you have to be this way, you have to be this way. And then you're same thing, it carries over into other things in your life, because then you have the I love you syndrome, when it's not I and it's not you. And it's not you. It's not your life. It's somebody else's life. You're reading a script. It's somebody made a movie. And you're reading the script from somebody else's. Somebody else wrote a script, and you're reading the script to somebody. And then the next thing you know is you're making a Oidi Shama, and it's somebody else's life. And then there's the question: how does one know? How does one? It's not. Again, that's what we're talking. We're going to learn more to try to understand this. But Atam Advekim Hashem L'Kerechem, the Tanai of being Dovuk Hashem is Chayim Kol Chem Hayom. And this is one of the main reasons why Dveikus is not a popular subject. And growing up, no one ever spoke to me. We didn't talk about Dveikus, to be connected to Hashem, just try to do the mitzvahs, which is itself a noble thing, it's a great and holy thing. But to find the Merkaz HaTorah of who you are, that Nekuda of Dveikus, if we don't talk about Dveikus, they don't talk about Ahava. When did we hear growing up in school about the Arabim spoke to us about Dveikus Hashem, or Ahava Hashem? We spoke about Dveikus Nahava, because Dveikus Nahava means to be in love. And how are you supposed to be in love if you have no self-awareness? What does that mean to love something? What does it mean to love something? A person doesn't have a feeling for davening at all, so he has to go through the motions. He davens because he has to daven. He's not Dovuk to Hashem. He's not Dovuk to Hashem. So everybody's skirting the issue. Everybody's trying to avoid this. They call, there's a saying by the Goyim, an elephant in the room. This is the elephant. This isn't an elephant. It's like a dinosaur in the room. That if you touch upon it, then you know, everybody gets angry at you. You can't talk about this. Like, maybe this is not your Nekudas HaChayim. Like, what are you doing? This need of self-awareness. So just do what you have to do, what you're supposed to do. But no one's going to talk about Dveikus. No one's going to talk about how the Baal Shem HaKadosh came to the world, and such as the world was in that state. The Baal Shem HaKadosh started to scream and to yell about these things, to wake up the world to this Inyan. To wake up the world to this Inyan. To be alive. To come back to life. To bring Jews back to life. That's the whole Inyan of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The whole Inyan of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. The Tzaddikim give a marshal of, when the Tzaddikim give a marshal that person's in a palace. And the palace has the most beautiful, beautiful art and things and stuff. It's a gewaldig place, this palace. The only thing is that it's pitch dark. So the tzaddikim said the Baal Shem HaKadosh didn't come to change any of the things in the palace. He just came to turn the lights on. And when the lights on, it's ki'imcha mekor chayim ba'orcha nira or. All of these things of Yiddishkeit are alive. That's the Baal Shem. He didn't change anything. It's the same tefillin, daven, Shabbos, sukkah. Everything's the same. Nothing. You want to eat, you have to shech. Can't have milchis and fleishiks. Everything's the same. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, ding. He turned on the light. Whoa. Life. That's the whole inyan of the Baal Shem. Is the turn on the lights. So the same davening that you always daven is open, alive. The same tefillin, alive. Everything's alive. It's alive. You know, between looking at a still picture and looking at a movie, it's two different worlds. It's leibedik, it's alive. So, Atem chayim kulchem hayayim. Chayim kulchem hayayim. That's the whole inyan. Why does she want this?
The makor of all this is the Ron Shalom. It's the, we're drawing that chiyus in order to feel the am. We still need that from the Ron Shalom.
Of course.
It's chicken and egg. I mean, it's if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send it in,
then it's not there.
It's not there.
That's 100%. That's why that one has to always stay connected to 1000% to everything. Shulchan Aruch. I had this conversation with a wonderful group of Jews. That they out of town. That they were describing to me some things that they're doing. They want to make Yiddishkeit more enjoyable. So they had this idea of having a kiddush before Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday night. And I said the only problem with that is that it's against Shulchan Aruch. I said that holding like Kabbalah Shabbos. They want to put out food before Mincha Kabbalah Shabbos. To be able to make a chavaya. In other words, this way we'll bring more people into the shul and we'll make it, you know, post COVIDic or something, and everybody will be happy and we'll have a gewaltige Kabbalah Shabbos. It's like the people who make they find ways to explain why is it that they have to have a kiddush thing and have to eat so much food and we're going to make Yiddishkeit something which is more enjoyable. It's all like. Besides the fact that it's such a to be zol the sayus, it's childish. I'll say that. It's for babies. That's all, these things. But the problem is that it's against halacha. It's against halacha. A person goes to a kiddush club and he's missing the haftarah. He's doing something that's against the ratzon hashem. So he's saying, but this brings people in. This isn't a Broadway show. If people don't want to come in for davening and they want to come in because they're going to get some food, so then let them go straight for the food and leave you alone. Those are people who usually mess up the whole davening anyway. and there's usually a correlation between some of that chevra and also liking to daven for the omid. It's an interesting thing. You have sometimes a correlation. And it's just stam a chavaya. So it's not called avodas Hashem. And I told this chevra because we were talking about different things to have to strengthen the Yiddishkeit and their chevra and with the davening, and we were talking, they're good people. And they started with this thing about the pre-Shabbos Kabbal Shabbos Kiddush, and I stood up and I said, Laila Tov. And these old guys that learned in Yeshiva, I'm not saying that they're not, I wouldn't say that they're people that weren't religious or Balei Tshuva or something, they didn't know what they that might not have known. They were old guys that learned in Yeshiva, and I said, the conversation is over. Bye bye. They go, whoa, what happened? I said, look, I'm all for strengthening Yiddishkeit. I try to do my whole life with people, but only when it's according to Shulchan Aruch. You understand? If it's something that touches on even the tiniest little sentence in the Mishnah Berurah, we're done. The conversation's over. That's not how it works. So you wanna sit around. Next thing we're gonna have a special Kumbaya Thursday. Kums is passing around joints. we see where all this has been leading to. Where this goes. This designing Yiddishkeit is ki'ilu, that's the tachlis and so on. But that's not how it works. She says on the top, page Mem Gimel, HaTorah pereses lefeinenu mapa shlema shlarachim binyanim HaTorah misyaches l'kol rov d'yachayim l'kol abriya kula u'mamida kol echad al-makomo. The Torah knows, Hashem Shabbat wrote the Torah, and the Torah hasn't it the whole universe, all worlds, and Hashem knows your world as well, and He created your world, and He has for each person a mokum. Baruch hamokum baruch hu. Hashem has for each person a mokum in creation in this world. The erko biyachas letmuna haklalis, and what's your particular mokum vis-a-vis the general picture of what all of Yiddishkeit is about. HaTorah hi emes objektivis muchletes. The Torah is objective, absolute objective truth. V'arachim mitzad atzmam einu mishtanim l'fi ha'odam ha'isik b'hem. Therefore, you can't change those absolute objective truth and values of Torah. killing is wrong, Shabbos has to be kept, and so on. Objective and absolute truth. And that's not a matter of what you consider to be, you like, or speaks to you, doesn't speak to you. Hadiruk humuchlat. The hierarchy is absolute, is clear. That's halacha. And we have halachas that sometimes the mitzvahs say, is doicheloy says. And sometimes there's a case of pikuach nefesh, this person's life is in danger. So that, then Shabbos, so we go on Shabbos, right? We have a way to do these things. It was given to us through on Har Sinai and through the generations that we know that there are times that how we do these things, and we have to ask a shaila of how and look up and to know how to do these things. El shemulvad hamifgashim ha'tayra bonum ismailim b'hamayin ha'achim b'mesimus chayim. Besides each person's encounter with the all of Torah, which is huge, it has then all of these general rules that apply and these general ideas that apply to all of us. Within that, a person, tzarech kol echad lios koshuv la'atzmo, a person has to be aware of himself, to listen to himself. Koshuv la'atzmo. To be able to hear himself, his own place in that ocean of Torah. And to be able to detect and to understand his own color, her own color. Where do I fit in? Where do I belong in this great infinite ocean of the Torah? What's my place in this great world of the Torah? A person can't swim this entire ocean of Torah. Ulanasos lamamesh b'chayr b'skol harachim b'skol hamesimus, and he can't actualize in his life in the fullest way all of these arachim, all of these great values and objectives of Torah. Adam she'ein lo hakshava asmis, a person who is not good at listening to himself. Habochenes es haofi v'ha'inyin hamiyuchad lo. And because of that, he or she lives unaware and disconnected from his or her own Merkaz HaTorah, Nekuda. That person, that person will usually live a life in Yiddishkeit of drawing a hin and a hair, of going, trying all different things, always different, and a little bit of this, and then a little bit of that, and like, me'inyin le'inyin. Even in good things, I'm not saying God for it, he's not saying bad things, but even in good things. Me'inyin le'inyin. Me'inyin le'inyin. Kipam hu shemeh ashir al chashivus psikas halacha. So this guy could be listening to a shir about how it's so important to know what the psak halacha is, and to know halacha very, very well. And he hears a shir on the subject of psikas halacha. And then he wakes up and he decides, based upon this shir, I'm going to be a posek. I want to be a posek. So then he starts throwing himself into that, you know, to be a posek. Again, it's a nice thing. But this is his new project. Pam hu kari sefer al tzadik gadol by ma'isim. Then the next thing he knows that there's a new book that came out on the biography of Rabbi Levine or something. Or he sees the old biography of Rabbi Levine. And he decides that he wants to be like Rabbi Levine. So he's going to go around tending to the sick and to the poor and so on. And he read this biography and now it pulls him very, very much. And he's going to be, you know, the next Rabbi Levine. Very often it happens that it's not about reading a book about a tzaddik, but a person, especially in yeshiva, you see a person, a friend, that is majoring in something in Yiddishkeit. In other words, that person has his Merkaz HaTorah, her Merkaz HaTorah, and you look at that and you're very inspired and you're very impressed by it, which you should be, it's beautiful. You see that person. And Libonimshuk Lanasas Gam, who is Koichasi? You want to take a shot at that? Which is a normal thing, a natural thing. But again, if you're totally missing self-awareness, instead of just thanking Hashem that person's in the world and appreciating that person, which we should appreciate and love that person for doing what he or she is doing, instead you want to become that person. And that's where you get yourself into trouble. And then the following week, it's somebody else. That's how it is. Pam nimshach lakan, upam lisham. One day, you're drawn to this way. We're talking about within Yiddishkeit, not about Yetzar. Say Yetzar Tov. It's a Yetzar Tov that can mess up your life. Pam nimshach lakan, upam lisham. One day, you pulled it in this direction. And the next day, upam lisham. Vain case the tiltulum is not nuyas, and there's no end to the draying around. There's no end to how much a person can dray around in Yiddishkeit, because it's an ocean, and there's tons of stuff going on in Yiddishkeit, and a person can dray around. So sometimes I'll get like somebody will come to talk to me that we have to get the whole shul, all of Eish Kodesh, to support, you know, what that person's inyan is, like to increase the amount of opportunities to do shiluach hakan. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm telling you a true thing. And that we have to get all of Eish Kodesh to financially to put together an algorithm which will locate all the places with their verse that need to be sent away. And he takes out a computer, because they always do that now. He takes out his laptop or whatever, and he starts showing me. And then he has, you know, two or three haskamas from people, and he starts to show me, and he's got a budget, and he's giving me a whole schmooze. So that I have to, you know, I listen to these things all the time, because the person comes in with his inyan. So, and I'm talking about the sincere and really, you know, wonderful people. I'm not talking about stam gimmick or scam. Sincere people. Scammers, the lo chasim. I'm talking about a sincere person. And then I have to spend the next hour trying to say to him, you're beautiful, I love you. This is your inyan. And you need to find people who are meshuggah for that inyan. And for every inyan in Yiddishkeit, Baruch Hashem, they're meshuggahim. But it's not my inyan, I tell you. It's a beautiful mitzvah. I try to do it from time to time. It's nice. And I think that many people in the shul will try to do it. But I'm not making this the Shiluach HaKan Center of America. Which is what that person wants me to do. Almost every week I have somebody comes in with their inyan. And they have to be very careful, because you don't want to hurt the person, because that's their inyan. And then it makes it look to them like you can't make it look like the inyan is not important. So you have to make a whole thing about how, whoa, this is a gewaldik, and you're doing so many wonderful things and you're saving the world. But then to start to communicate that, you want to, what do you want to raise over the next 2 months $250,000 for this inyan? And this is all the time. And that person can't imagine that's not your Merkaz HaTorah, that's not your Nakud, that's not your life. How could it be that's not your life? And you'll have this with other good causes and all kinds of chasadim when it comes to raising to this and get money for that. And I always tell the people, you're meshuggah for this thing in a good way, meshuggah. I mean, you're crazy to do this thing. It's a huge thing. And Hashem is going to send you. I always try to give a bracha. Hashem should send you those meshuggahim in the world. Again, when I say meshuggah, I mean holy. People that have this inyan, that this is how they're going to save the world. And you have to meet those people. I'm sorry, but I'm not one of those people. I have my own mishigas, but that's your mishigas, not my mishigas. So he didn't, so then, the sharp ones will say, yeah, maybe you have it, but maybe there's still some mishigas like me that that you could send me to. And if I do, if there's an Indian that I think that I could help with that, I will send that to another person that I think is on that Indian, has a connection. But this is what's going on all the time. Pam nimshuch lakan, pam nimshuch lashan. V'ein keis l'tutum is not nuyas. There's no end to how a person can dray around. And you see this, you see that he's, eish lahava for this Indian. And then 2 weeks later, it's altogether a different inyan. They're supposed to drag around. Palmim shemirav tasko v'yeyush shenigm. Now the saddest thing is that sometimes that mirav tasko v'yeyush shenigmu ekev keev halev mishmias drachim mishita shalachem. Sometimes a person feels so jaded by all the different things that he's heard and that he's tried, and the success that he sees by other people and his lack of success, that he just gives up. He stops having any longings at all. He just stops longing. Because he thought this was his longing, and he thought this is who he is, but he was just imitating somebody. So then he begins to feel, over time, that I'm not a successful Jew. I'm just not connected to Yiddishkeit. I'm not connected to Hashem. Which is not true. It's just he's trying other people's things. So he's going out with somebody else. It's not his. It's not his shidduch. It's not his zivik. But what happens, there are people that do that too. They go out a number of times, a lot of times with people. It's not the right person. And they give up. And I guess Hashem doesn't want me to have his zivik. Now I'm hearing this nowadays from like 21-year-old girls. I guess I already went out with four people and it hasn't worked out. I guess the marriage is, Hashem doesn't want me to get married. No, you just didn't meet the right guy. It's the same thing. You didn't meet the right inyan. But what happens very often is a person just says, Misyayish. It's not. It's all bishvili. I'm never going to have this. It's not me. And I guess I'll just settle into just being one of these general, generic type of Jews that tries to do things and not mess up. But instead of being on fire with that which is you, you try different things. You look at other people that are on fire, and you try their fires, and you went out with somebody that wasn't for you. And you went out with somebody. It's nice. You had a good time on the date. It was nice, but it's not your. It's not for you. It's not to go under the chuppah. So shiluach hakan is a wonderful mitzvah, and it's a beautiful mitzvah. And the Torah says, you know, these people come also with all the ma'amar chazal, and he says, but it says in the Torah, barach teyom. So he says to them, you don't want to have a long life. They come with good stuff, right? It says in the Torah. So he says, doesn't say that by other mitzvahs. Keep it out of Emma, but sorry, it doesn't say. Here, I'm showing you proof that this is the mitzvah of the generation, and therefore you must bring the entire community around to this mitzvah and so on. It's your chasna, it's your chuppah, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. It's not my kala, it's your kala. It's not my kala. But the problem is, if you're a mature adult, you can do that. Kids are afraid to do that, you understand? Kids get very scared when they hear somebody that they respect, and they're telling them, this is this, and then they think that if it's not this, then it's not anything at all. That's where you get the big trouble. Because when you have good people that are telling them, you have to marry the same person that I married, you have to be married to the same Yiddishkeit, and there's the same Indian that I married to, and the kid's very impressionable, and I say kid, I mean also 16, 17, 18, 19, and married to this, so then that's when you get that scary thing. The guy looks around in his life and says, it's not my life. I married somebody that he was in love with, not what I'm in love with. I'm not in love with this. This is not the life that I'm in love with. I don't want to do this. He's in love with that, because I'm tired. That's good for him, but I'm not in love with this. And I just put in the last 6 years, and now I don't know what to do. I'm not in love with this. So then very often the person is just misyayish. And then they don't want to do anything. They lose the whole cheshik for anything. That's when it gets very scary. We should be zeichet to remember our names. Amen. Amen.